Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, how about giving us a little bit of enjoyment today?
Certainly try.
Thank you.
We can go to this guy for a little bit of enjoyment here. You want a little analysis?
Yeah, we might as well. Make Joe laugh.
All right.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Hey, pretty good game this morning. You know, both those young quarterbacks, Lawrence and Tua, you know, once they get a team around them, they're going to be pretty good. All my friends in Miami, you know, they're still upset that they didn't take Herbert and they took Tua. And they're probably right. I mean, because of Tua's injury problems. But you get Tua some linemen, they're going to be pretty good. They got a lot of money. And when those cornerbacks come back from Miami, those two Pro Bowl caliber cornerbacks, they might be tough next year again.
It's a lot to happen for us to be. Yeah.
Thanks, OJ.
Yeah, that, of course, was OJ Simpson.
I like
yeah.
that. Man.
Just a couple of replies on Twitter just to.
From his days when he was here in Miami, and he did have a lot of friends here.
Right, right.
Try to get a little laugh out of people. I got to tell you, the replies have not been as strong lately as they've been. This has been like 3 years now. Anyway, he says, treating Tua with kid gloves juice. Tua hasn't developed the killer mentality yet. The Dolphins got murdered today.
Ugh.
Hey, Juice, do you go as yourself when you go trick-or-treating? And then finally, when is your next murder happening? Can't wait.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's it.
Still gets it, though.
I'll tell you one thing. OJ has a large noggin. Have you ever seen that bad boy when he had that helmet on?
All right. Just a quick college football update. We'll get to the NFL games here in a second. The Gators... they lost LSU 49-42.
But they're always entertaining.
Didn't see
it. That's great. UCF loses to Cincinnati 56-21. USF loses to Tulsa 32-31.
Ooh.
FIU, FAU, and FSU fortunately did not play.
The state of football in the state of Florida is really bad right now.
Yeah, who's the best team in the state right
God,
now?
God, we used to have the big three. I remember doing radio, and you come in here, and it's just rolling.
It's Florida by default, maybe, and it's still not good.
Let me ask you guys this. If you put together an all-star team of college football players from Florida that are currently on Florida teams, could they beat Alabama? Like, if you took every school in the state and just took every one of the best players, like, that you could and made an all-star team.
I think you could because I think you could. Florida's got – by the way, Florida still clearly has the best team.
Yeah.
Although, what happened to that run defense?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
But even, like, I know Gator fans don't feel any better, but at least entertaining games to watch.
You just can't lose to a team.
You can't lose a coach, by the way. We didn't even know at the time. Knew he was done. Figuring out how they're going to pay him that $17
million. Not easy. LSU.
Right, how do you want that money delivered to you?
Right,
let's roll through some NFL games here, guys. Packers beat the Bears 24-14. Aaron Rodgers screaming, "I still own you" to the Bears fans. Pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
He is something else.
He is.
He doesn't want to be in Green Bay.
Or Chicago.
Figure it out, man. Get him down here. Figure it out.
Pipe dream.
I don't know if he wants to be there next year. He looks happy there now. I don't know.
We'll see. But
5-1.
By the way, he's always the one that, like, they lose their first game. What's going on? All this stuff. And he goes, every year, relax, yeah, calm down. Yeah. We'll be fine. I haven't lost since.
No.
All right, Texans and Giants. A couple other teams here that are fighting the Dolphins for worst in the league. You guys never mentioned these guys. The Colts beat the Texans 31-3. The Giants lost to the Rams 38-11.
That game was over after 30 seconds of the game.
So those two teams are in the discussion here, guys.
Well, listen, we've got some games. I don't know if we can win, but we've got the Jets twice. I mean, you look at the schedule. Texans, still them. Atlanta's coming to town. But yeah, no guarantees with this team.
I was about to say, out of those four.
Because they're saying the same thing. I always say, like, right, you know, it's not just us going, well, we got these. They're like, oh, no. And by the way, we've been horrible at home. Horrible.
All right, let's keep it rolling here. Did you see you scored the walk-off touchdown for the Vikings?
I did.
Nice. This is a really cool story. I like KJ Osborne. Happened to be a really nice guy.
One of the first we had from the transfer portal,
right?
So
from Buffalo.
Very, very cool scene there to see KJ Osborne get the walk-off. That was 34-28. Vikings win that game. The Ravens beat up on the Chargers. Justin Herbert, he sucks, man. 195 and one touchdown in that game.
When you say his name, but when you say his name, you should never. I don't care if he has a terrible game. You should never put suck next to Justin Herbert.
I'm trying to make
you love that
today.
Word, but stop.
I'm just trying to make people feel better. You know who does suck? Baker Mayfield, who had his arm in a sling after the game. Browns get blown out by the Cardinals. Cardinals are pretty good. They're 6-0. The Browns are 3-3. You buying the Cardinals? We know the Browns are bad.
Cardinals pretty good, man. They're pretty good.
I'll tell you what, Cleveland's got a really good roster, and they just took care of that thing. I think Arizona's,
Yeah, they're good.
They added a couple of veteran guys that looked like, hey, by the way, they added some pieces and they matched in nicely with
the
team. It works!
I thought A.J. Green's career was over. He was done after Cincinnati, right? Can't play anymore.
Got some nice little pieces.
J.J. Watt, he's done.
Match in. By the way, that guy is getting better and better at quarterback, too.
Kyler Murray.
Wow.
Anyone care that the Raiders won? 34-24 over the Broncos.
I was curious, weren't you a little bit?
Not really.
See how they're going to play after
the
whole Gruden
I'm
thing.
Always curious when a new guy comes in. Usually if they like him, they play like they did. They got after it, man.
Best game yesterday, though, had to have been the Patriots and Cowboys.
Yeah.
This was a wild game here. Listen to this back and forth of the final swings of this ball game here.
Jones fires down the middle for Bourne. Makes the catch. Goodbye. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
Holy crap.
Play fake. Boot to the right. Looking down the field. Lamb. 10, 5. Victory. Cowboys win. The ghosts are exorcised.
That's our boy Scott Zolak.
Holy crap.
He threw a holy crap on the air.
That's fun.
He can't get in trouble up there, though.
Yeah, probably.
Can't get in trouble.
What a back and forth at the end of that game, though, man. That was very exciting.
That was a really fun game to watch.
Talk about a pick in the second round for the Cowboys that playing like a first rounder and a Pro Bowler. Can we talk about that cornerback, Trevon Diggs?
Got another one.
Holy moly, man.
Got him on a little move there late in the game.
Six and then gets beat on the next play. It was amazing.
How many games in the season are there? He's got 7 interceptions.
Yeah, he's defensive player of the year right now. He could be up there.
Better than his brother.
Texas said University of West Florida is 5-1.
Well, thank you for that.
Was that the Ospreys? I don't know that that's
wow, if you
true.
Know it, that's amazing.
Yeah, the Ospreys.
I didn't know that. You knew what the West Florida
actually, that
was?
Might be North Florida.
I don't think there's a West Florida has a team. Right. I've never heard of the West Florida team. Yeah, that's
I don't know. Someone just texted it in.
Listen, the point, though, with the football. But I got to tell you, I've watched two Florida Gator games. And they've both been very entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining, but they're not winning.
Yeah, it's thrilling when they lose.
No, it's not thrilling.
By the way, did you see the defense on that Hail Mary by the LSU guy? Who, at the end of the first half, who was looking into the crowd? What the hell is that guy doing?
He's looking from the crowd, man. He's looking for his people.
But after the game, yeah, I wanted to hear what...
Oh, I know West Florida, the Argonauts. They are 5-1.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah, the Argonauts, of course.
Can they beat Miami Central?
They have some good wins on the season.
Wait a second. Is there really a West Florida team?
I don't know.
I'm looking right. Of course there's a West Florida. The Argonauts.
Don't say, of course. Yes. I've never heard of them. Zach's never heard of them.
I've never heard of it.
The Argonauts, yes. I'm looking at their schedule right now. They beat McNeese State. They beat Southwest Baptist. There's a good win for them on the road at 13th-ranked Texas A&M Commerce.
How do you know it's a good win? Like, you have no idea what to do.
Because they're ranked.
Is there – so where's the West Florida team? Where is it?
There's a team called the Fort Lauderdale Eagles they had on their schedule that game was canceled.
That's Chris Chambers' team, I think.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
What?
University of Fort Lauderdale.
See, you didn't know? Wow.
They beat Delta
State. I thought you knew.
They beat North Greenville. They did lose to West Georgia, though, who's ranked also. Oh, yeah.
I did not know.
It's a big rival.
Honestly.
Wait a second. There's a University of Fort Lauderdale as a football team?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know there was a West Florida team.
Either did I. I didn't.
But you knew there was a University of Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, because it's Chris
Chambers.
Chambers
is on TV taking the job.
Yeah.
Tried to get Channing, and Channing was making too much money here, and he couldn't take it. Tried to get Channing going there as assistant head coach.
Mm. Playing Lauderdale.
I just made that up because I was with Channing yesterday.
Oh, really?
Hey, we've got 8 o'clock.
It sounded right.
We got 8 o'clock hour come up. Zach, what do you have for us?
All right, let me tell you about Diamonds Direct. Let me tell you about all the great things going on at Diamonds Direct. But also, let me just tell you about one of the best things about Diamonds Direct. It's the people there, the customer service there, the fact that they know just about everything going on in that store, about all their amazing products. That's right. True diamond experts with years of experience, tons of knowledge. They're never pushy. They're always listening to you, and they're motivated by one thing: to make you happy. Because you're going to go in there and you're making a big purchase, and they want to make sure you know exactly what's going on. There's no policy handbook on how to handle customers, by the way. Each associate is empowered to do whatever they need to do to make you a fan of the store, to make you happy when you leave, to make you happy when they tell you about a certain diamond or bracelet or earring, whatever the case. It doesn't matter. They have a massive diamond inventory with lots of choices in every cut and clarity grade, all diamond shapes, all diamond sizes. Over 4,000 rings, by the way, too, from all the top designers. A free lifetime warranty on every purchase. 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. So these are all the things that before you even go in there and buy, you need to know about Diamonds Direct. They have the most aggressive financing options also in the industry. So you can make her dream come true. If you want to get her that big diamond, you want to upgrade, whatever you want to do, you could do it at Diamonds Direct. They are the total package, best value, best selection, best warranties, best quality, and the most amazing people and customer service you could possibly think of. There's truly no other jewelry store that even comes close to this, and that's why I love Diamonds Direct, and you will too. Diamonds Direct is in Boca, behind the Town Center Mall, and like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're gonna love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.